Seems to happen so many nights on the news. The grim anchorman or anchorwoman telling us there's been another school shooting. I remember the time it wasn't even a shooting, it was knives. A student had rampaged through the halls of Franklin Regional High School. Two long knives left a trail of blood and 22 wounded victims. Murrysville, Pennsylvania. Yeah, another one they added to the list of schools nobody wants to be on. We know the names, Parkland and Newtown and Fort Hood, and on it goes. Of course, starting with Columbine. Places where one angry person changes lives and families forever. And quite often, anger is a big part of it. In fact, anger is at the root of most of the explosions we hear about in the headlines. And lots more that never make it into the headlines. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about stabbings, shootings, and three ways to defuse our time bomb. Rage that detonates every day. Home, work, school, sporting events, traffic. And the trigger for that rage turns out to be usually something relatively small. It's like the final drop that made this glass full of anger overflow. And there are always victims, occasionally bleeding on the outside, almost always bleeding on the inside. The world's bestseller, the Bible, says this about the power of our angry words. It's in our word for today from the Word of God in Proverbs 12:18 and then Proverbs 18:21. Reckless words pierce like a sword, and the tongue has the power of life and death. But behind the guns and the knives, that verbal sword, that's a deeper issue. The ticking time bomb of seething anger inside us that seems more widespread than ever, making places we once thought were safe increasingly more dangerous. The problem is we got this bomb inside us. How do we defuse it? Well, first, you got to unload your pain before you explode your pain. Behind our anger is almost always hurt over mistreatment or failure or frustration over a relationship or feeling attacked, excluded. See, stored up hurt morphs into the ticking time bomb of rage unless you unload it. Not in a blast of anger that scars often innocent victims, but by facing your deepest hurts with someone you can trust. A family member, a friend, a counselor, a pastor, but say it. Don't stuff it. That just feeds the ugly anger monster. Secondly, you reach out to the people in the shadows. Those shy ones, the people who seem to be saying, leave me alone. That person who's negative or mean or left out. It's the people who feel isolated, sometimes by their own actions, who need us the most. Most importantly, let God into the darkness. There's only so much people can do to heal our wounds and to defuse the ticking time bomb inside us. I know it's risky to let someone into that room in our soul where the hurt and the anger are stored, but it's a whole lot more risky not to. I think everyone needs a place to go with the wounds and the feelings that have no words. I found that place in the God who gets me, because he's been here as a victim of the worst of human injustice and brutality on the first Good Friday. Jesus, he's the God who understands, who loves me enough to die for every wrong thing, every hurting thing, every angry thing I've ever done. He's my one safe place. He's your one safe place. If you've never begun a relationship with him and you'd like to, let him into the darkest corners of your soul to do what only a Savior like Jesus can do, make this the day you give yourself to him. Go to our website and find out there how to be sure you belong to him. It's anewstory.com. Anewstory.com. Today, experience for yourself the love of Jesus that has liberated so many people. And come to the one safe place.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.